Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And we're back. We're Home Show Garden Pros.
Except it's me, Sherry and Anita.
Oh, yeah. Sandy's not here.
Yes. We miss you, Sandy.
We
hope
do.
You're listening.
Yes. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. It's a bunch of threes. Sorry, that's a tongue twister this morning. I'm Sherry with Anita from Nelson's Nursery and Water Garden. And we do have Mike on the phone. We're going to go ahead and get to him. He's been waiting a while. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Another Mike with a crepe myrtle question.
Oh, that's funny.
I have some very tall crepe myrtles, probably over 15 feet tall. Got two of them, and I want to transplant them. How would I go about doing that?
Okay. Well, I'll start in with what I know, and that is to root prune ahead of time.
Okay.
And that means start at the canopy, right? And then you start cutting all the way around, and then you can move in a little bit.
Try to get as much of that root system as you can.
Yeah.
But I would also cut the tops before you prune, because then there's less need to pull water all the way up to that 15 foot. I wouldn't go in half, but I would probably go about a third of its height. It'll be easier for you to move them. This would be the best time to do it because they're in their slow growth, or they're going into their dormancy.
And how would you prune? That's important.
Not that
crepe myrtle prune.
Well, I mean, for this situation, I would take them back a third of their height and just give them a complete cut for this situation, right?
Okay.
And then get as much of that root ball as you can, it's going to be pretty significant at 15 foot tall.
Yeah.
Of course, you're not going to be able to get all of it, so it's okay if you do cut some roots. Get it situated in its new location with some really good compost. Along with the native soil, don't replace the native soil.
Yes.
Mix the native soil with a good compost like Nature's Way Resources, leaf mold compost. Put a layer of expanded shale in the bottom of the hole and get them situated, backfill them, a nice thick layer of hardwood mulch, and water it in with something like the MicroLife Super Seaweed as a root stimulator.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
I own a John Deere tractor
with
a front-end loader.
Okay.
If I got that area around the bottom of that tree really wet, could I just scoop that thing up?
Yeah. I mean, if you can soften the soil enough, you certainly can. You can scoop it up and have your hole ready so that you're not having to leave it out of the soil very long. But, yeah, absolutely. Right. I think you could. You know, crepe myrtles are pretty resilient. If this was an oak tree or something else, I would say you won't have good success. But crepe myrtles are...
They're tough.
Pretty tough little boogers. Yeah.
Well, so, I did this with a peach tree, and it's doing great.
Okay.
And I thought, well... Let me see if this works on
a
crepe myrtle.
If you could do it with a peach tree, you can definitely do it with a crepe myrtle.
I think so.
Okay. Now, second question is, I'm wanting to create a bee and butterfly garden, and I've got all the seed, and I've got my bed ready. Is it too late for me to go ahead and plant that and get it going?
No, not at all. And I'll tell you, the best bee plant is the red shrimp plant.
Okay.
It will nativize. What's the word I'm thinking for?
Naturalize.
And I have a huge bed of that in front of one of my windows. And in the wintertime, you can hear the buzzing. I mean, it's a huge bed. It's like 20 by 10. It's nothing but that plant.
Yeah.
And it is naturalized in the woods around my house, too. And it will bloom straight through the winter.
Nice.
There are lots of great plants, but that one is my favorite because it blooms in the
winter.
What's
it called again?
Red shrimp plant.
Mm-hmm.
What's your experience with that plant?
Red shrimp plant's amazing. Uh-huh. And then the African blue basil.
That's the other one. My daughter loves that plant.
Mine is still buzzing with pollinators. It's crazy. So, yeah, get your seed out now. It'll take some time for some of the outside coatings on the seed, the germ, to break down and germinate. So this is a great time to do it. Our temperatures are mild and our moisture is a little bit more frequent, the rains. So that'll give them time to start rooting so that they're up and blooming when the pollinators get going again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have a brand new home. We moved in July, and you guys helped me earlier in the summer get through, get my new yard planted, and wanted to let you know that I did everything you guys said, and my yard looks fantastic finally.
Wonderful.
After it rained in October.
I love it. I love to hear the victories, so that's great. Thank you for sharing that with us, Mike.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks for having this show. It really is a great deal.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for listening. Yeah, that's great. I love to hear when people have successes. You know, a lot of times when they're calling, it's for things that are not doing so well.
Yeah.
So successes are great. And we are going to be right back to talk about more of your gardening victories and defeats. Give us a call, 281-833-3333.
You can buy woodworking tools at a lot of places, but nothing compares to the Circle Saw experience. You'll find top industry expert advice to get you the perfect tool for any project. Stretch the lifespan of your tools with maintenance and repairs. Pick up new blades or sharpen your existing blades. Buy local. Support local. The Circle Saw experience. Come see why they've proudly served the Houston community for 60 years inside the loop at 2510 Ella Boulevard and online at circlesaw.com.
I just want to say, I listen to your show all the time.
Oh, this is the worst.
Where's the Wi-Fi?
When the power goes out, you want the power of a Kiss. Hi, I'm Bert with Kiss Generators. Get your life turned on again in 10 seconds. We exclusively install Kohler generators because they've proven dependable, keeping families like yours safe for over a century.
The Wi-Fi's back.
Thank you, Bert.
Keep your life fully powered with a Kohler generator from KissGenerators.com.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, shoppers. This holiday season, give the gift of black gold. Yep, that's right. Our famous leaf mold compost, the gift of nature that keeps on giving. This is Leo with Nature's Way Resources. Searching for the perfect presents? We have you covered. Discover our fantastic collection of nature-inspired gifts. Delight your loved ones with locally sourced honey, educational books, a diverse selection of seeds, and more. Plus, if you can't fit bags of our leaf mold compost under your tree, our gift cards offer the freedom to explore and choose from our extensive range of gardening essentials. But that's not all. As the weather remains favorable, now is the perfect time to show your flower bed some TLC. Take proactive steps for the winter ahead by applying a protective layer of organic native mulch. Nature's Way Resources provides a variety of top-quality mulch options to ensure your garden thrives through the colder months. Located north on I-45, take the 1488 exit, head east across the railroad tracks, turn right, and you'll run right into us. Visit us today and benefit from the expertise of our knowledgeable staff for the best mulching practices. Happy holidays from Nature's Way Resources, nurturing nature and nurturing your holiday spirit. And now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
I had so much fun. I went out to Nature's Way Resources and did some videos with Leo. So everybody be on the lookout for the videos with Leo. I'm Sherry with Home Show Garden Pros. I'm joined today with Anita Nelson from Nelson's Nursery and Water Garden. And we are here to answer all your lawn and garden questions. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. Some of the videos we made are kind of getting through the winter with ease.
Where are they going to post? On the Home Show Garden Pro Facebook page?
On our Facebook page.
Oh,
and I think they'll put them on the website. So homeshowgardenpros.com. And also when you go to homeshowgardenpros.com, there's a listen now button.
Yes.
So if you're not in your car and you get home and you're like, I want to catch up on that, you can do a listen now or a podcast.
Yes.
So you can listen to the podcast, you know,
while
throughout
you're gardening.
The week. Yeah. Yeah. It's great. I know we did a road trip and, you know, we did podcasts the whole time. So
yes.
We didn't have to worry about going through the small towns and losing our radio, right?
I like podcasts.
So one of the videos we made was winterizing or protecting your citrus trees. You know, we've had those two crazy winters. A lot of people lost citrus trees in the first winter And then they decided, oh, I'm going to replant because it grew for 20 years before that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they lost them that second winter.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just a normal winter event that we had. At least that second one was a little harder because it was a flash freeze. You know, we were spring the day before and then boom, 16 degrees.
And wind. The wind was really bad.
So in the video, we talk about the most important part of the tree on a citrus, which is the grafted area, uh-huh, where the graft union is. It looks kind of like a little dog leg that's a few inches from the soil. And if you can protect that, you can have your tree survive. Now, the top may die back, but the tree will survive if you can protect that graft union. And how we did a demonstration on how to protect that, you break the rule of tree volcanoes and you make a tree volcano.
Yeah.
You know, we never want to mulch up on our trees, but during a crazy winter event on our grafted trees, you can mulch up around the base of that tree to create a tree volcano. Like, you just pull it up all the way over that graft union and above, and that'll insulate some heat and protect that
graft. Well, that brings a question to mind, though, because in the spring, were you going to have the bottom part of the graft?
Uh-huh.
What is that? It's trifoliata.
The rootstock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How can you tell that from the good one from the rootstock one?
The what kind of rootstock it is?
No. You get your sprouts come up,
uh-huh,
and you're going to get sprouts from the rootstock.
Uh-huh.
And from the desirable variety that
you're
growing.
Yeah, if it comes up above the graft, it's your desirable. And anything below the graft, you want to take off.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
So when you use that method for protection on your trees, you know, if we're going to have a frost or a light freeze, a frost blanket is typically enough, right? But if we're going to have one of those crazy winter events where we're going to get below freezing for a sustained amount of time, and that much below freezing, like 16 degrees is extreme, right?
Yes.
Then you want to protect that graft. If it's in a container, bring it in. But if it's not, pile that mulch up around it. And then a few days later, after, you know, we warm up and we're not, you know, in that freeze zone anymore, pull that mulch back. And you can just pull the mulch back and leave it there for the next winter event, right?
Yes.
But you don't want to leave that mulch piled up on the trunk of the tree.
Never.
For a long period of time, right? Because that will kill it over time. So that was just a great little video that we made in the instance that we get one of those really hard freezes.
Sherry, do you still have citrus for sale at your store?
Absolutely.
We do too. It's a great time to buy it.
Yeah.
You don't want to plant it now. It's past that time. But
keep
gosh,
it in a container. And
keep. Yeah.
You know, and at my house, I didn't replant my citrus in the ground. I planted one because it got too big. But I've kept them in containers to bring them in. But, you know, we'll get back to that normal, crazy, time where we have, you know, 20 years of no significant freeze. So probably this spring, I'll get them put back into the ground and then I'll have to worry about winter protection at that point.
Right.
But, you know, I didn't have to worry about winter protection for years and years and years. And
that's right. And it's going to come back. Everything, what goes around comes around, as they say.
You're right. Yep. Here in the crazy Gulf Coast. We're going to slip out and hear from some of our sponsors, but we'll be back. Give us a call, 281-833-3333.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
It's tired, showing its age. Deep inside, you're ready for something new. Pools can be that way. Hi, I'm Joe Puccio. My team at Clean and Clear Pool Supplies transforms tired, old pools into the one that you secretly dream of. Replastered, retiled, redecked, renewed. Stop dreaming, start swimming in a renewed pool that's positively ageless. Clean and Clear Pools, supporting, maintaining, and restoring pools. We're on Highway 6 North at West Road and online at cleanandclearpoolstx.com.
Sprout a miracle. Lettuce, arugula, and radishes are easy, and kids think of them as miracles. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back. I'm Sherry with Home Show Garden Pros. I'm here with Anita Nelson with Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. We are here to answer all your lawn and garden questions. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. And we have talked about a lot of different topics today, but one of our favorite is MicroLife. MicroLife is made in Houston for our crazy growing conditions and weather, and it is just, it's a complete line of high-quality organic fertilizers that will not burn. And that's what I love about MicroLife. And right now is a great time to get your Humates Plus out. Humates Plus is a 0-0-4 analysis. And if you know about fertilizers, what makes a fall and winter fertilizer so important is that last number. And this bag has just the last number with so many other little amendments in it. So if you could get that out now, it'll actually stimulate the biology in your soil to help it get through the winter. It almost warms the soil with all that activity. And a yard that gets ice on it, if you use the Humates Plus before a freeze event, it won't freeze. It's an amazing little phenomenon that happens when you can stimulate your biology in the soil. So if you can get out and get some MicroLife Humates Plus out, if you need to fertilize because you didn't get your fall fertilizer out, you could do the Humates Plus and the MicroLife Brown Patch. MicroLife Brown Patch is a fabulous inoculant for your lawn to prevent brown patch, but you don't only have to use it in the lawn. You can use it in your vegetable gardens and in your flower beds. That's what I love about their products, is you can use them anywhere at any time. There's no rules, and always when you fertilize, water in with something like the Super Seaweed. Super Seaweed will really break that fertilizer down and get it working faster than if you didn't put the seaweed down. So, and seaweed is usually my Friday night date in the garden. But last night I was out at Carbach Brewery drinking. So get to your nearest Home Show Garden Pro and get your MicroLife products. And you can go to microlifefertilizers.com or Home Show Garden Pros for more information. Anita was telling me before the break that she actually gifts MicroLife products. So if you have a favorite gardener with that just loves plants, put MicroLife in their gift this year.
Yeah.
MicroLife Super Seaweed. Their Biomatrix is great for your indoor gardeners. Uh-huh. So it is a fabulous gift for us nerdy garden geeks, right?
Yep.
What's your favorite MicroLife product?
Gosh, I love all of them. Mm-hmm. I really do. I use 624 every single day.
Yes.
In my propagation.
Uh-huh.
I use both Ocean Harvest and Super Seaweed. Ocean Harvest, believe it or not, will keep you from getting spider mites.
Yes.
So
with the fish and seaweed in there.
Yes. So I use that to keep spider mites out of the greenhouse, because, you know, this is a time of year that spider mites are going to...
Right, in the greenhouse
in
situation.
The greenhouse. Yes. So, yeah. And then I give it to, as a gift, a gallon every year.
Oh,
to
you
my
go
in-laws.
You go big.
Well, they're good people.
The whole gallon.
Yeah, well, they're good people.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And they like to garden.
Yeah, so I usually, like I said, I spend Friday night spraying my mm-hmm. Super Seaweed and the Ocean Harvest. And you were saying it keeps the bugs away. And so the science behind that is pretty amazing. You know, why does it keep bugs away? And do you know the science behind that?
There's
the
molasses
reason?
In there, right? And
molasses?
They don't like the taste of molasses.
They don't.
What
they
else?
They can't metabolize the taste of the actual molasses. But fish and seaweed, the bugs just don't like it because the plants are so healthy.
Yes.
They produce an enzyme that just basically says, go away, because you're not going to like the way I taste anyway.
Yeah.
So it thickens the cell structure of those leaves so that their little tiny sucking mouth parts can't penetrate the leaf.
That's good information.
Yeah. Like that. And another thing, speaking winter protection, you know, we were talking about the Humates Plus will actually stimulate the biology in the soil, and so will the super seaweed. And if and it acts as an anti-desiccant, meaning it kind of slows the transpiration rate. So if you can go out right before a freeze, 12 to 24 hours before, put your Humates Plus out and do a drench with the super seaweed and a light spraying, things like palm trees will make it through a freeze more resilient.
Good.
Uh-huh. Less damage on them because you kind of slowed that transpiration rate down. So, you know, when we get into those crazy winter events, it's like we're just pulling out all the straws. We're mulching. We're covering with frost blankets, producing some kind of a heat. And if you drench with the super seaweed and use the Humates Plus, you can do it, kind of beef up their cell structure so that they're not transpiring water as fast. Yeah.
Yep.
So it's multifaceted, yes, winter protection.
And you can use a hose end sprayer or a pump up sprayer.
Yeah. Yeah. Hose end will get you like the water pressure behind it if you're doing a large area.
Yes.
If you're trying to get all the way up a palm tree.
Yes.
Then hose end would be
it's
ideal.
The way to go.
Yeah. But I mean, even if you just have a watering can, you don't have any fancy apparatus,
yes,
a water can and drench those roots, and that'll help it get through winter. So for more great tips like this, keep listening to us.
That's right.
We're going to step out for a quick break. Give us a call, 281-833-3333.
It's always just another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery. See their sprawling 18 acres of the highest quality palms, evergreens, roses, and tropicals for shade or sun. Annuals and perennials that are just perfect for attracting hummingbirds and butterflies. Find privacy shrubs, mulch, fertilizers, ornamentals, and all of your approved trees of the woodlands. The friendly, knowledgeable Spring Gardens Nursery team has been helping gardeners for 30 years. Bring some paradise into your life just south of the Woodlands on Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, inc.com.
Walking in the winter wonderland.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest. Now is a great time to get your onion sets in the garden. Our easy-to-grow onion sets are available in short-day varieties, which are the best types for our area. All produce large, sweet bulbs that store for 2 months or more. Plant now for harvest in April or May. We are fully stocked with beautiful poinsettias, wreaths, and greenery. Also, if you need to color up your yard, we've got tons of red and white cyclamen, pansies, violas, snapdragons, and lots more cold-tolerant color. And don't forget, now is a great time to plant evergreen shrubs and trees. If you plant them now, they'll have plenty of time to get established before the heat of next summer comes along. We offer gift cards for that special gardening buddy of yours. It's that time of year where we have to start planning for the cold weather. If you have some sensitive plants that need to be protected this winter, we have frost cloth and frost protection blankets. So if that time comes, come on in and see us, and we'll make sure you get your plants taken care of. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 near Katy. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759 near Greatwood. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Great reminders from the folks over at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. This is Sherry with Home Show Garden Pros. I'm here with Anita Nelson from Nelson's Nursery and Water Garden. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. And he was talking about all the things that you can do right now, and it's a great reminder. This is a wonderful time to plant trees, and we, you know, we lost a lot in our landscape, so trees and shrubs would be, it would be so great to plant them right now in December, because give us a few reasons why we would plant right now, Anita.
Well, even though the top is not doing anything, the bottom is doing a lot.
Right.
Our soils don't freeze. They're warm.
Right.
And so all those roots are going to keep on growing and get the plant way much better established before the heat of summer sets in.
Yeah, and that's the hardest season on our plants.
It's our
summer, because, you know, we typically go into a dry season.
Yes.
It's hot. Mm-hmm. And we have a long summer.
And you used a big word when you were talking about a super seaweed called transpiration.
Uh-huh.
And that is how plants sweat.
Yes, that's how they pull the water up and they breathe. And
yeah,
they lose
moisture, and that happens a lot in the summertime.
Yeah, so. And you can use the super seaweed in the summertime,
mm-hmm,
to conserve some,
yes,
of that water too. It slows down that rate. So
yeah.
Yeah, it was, like I said,
it's
super
deodorant
seaweed
for
is
the
great.
Plants.
Yeah, right. Antiperspirant.
Yeah, not deodorant. Antiperspirant.
Yeah,
plants. So, plants. We want their smell, not humans.
Right, right. So planting right now would be fabulous. Transplanting right now is less stressful on the trees. And some great tips are adding the expanded shale. Adding the Nature's Way leaf mold compost. And we say Nature's Way.
And mixing with the native soil.
Yes, mix. Don't remove the native soil. Yes. A lot of people are like, well, I made a 3-foot big hole and I replaced all, I took all that clay out. You want to use that. The plant needs to learn how to deal with it.
It does.
Early on.
And plus you can create a bucket of water.
Yeah. And clay is very nutrient dense.
Very nutrient
if you
dense.
Can get enough biology to put it into a usable form. And how you get the biology is putting the good compost.
Yes.
And the reason we say things like Nature's Way leaf mold compost or Landscaper's Pride healthy soil compost is because they are biologically active.
Mm-hmm.
You know, topsoil is not biologically active or not very biologically active. But leaf mold compost and the healthy soil compost are very biologically active. And when we can put the biology in contact with those clay particles, they basically, when I say biology, little microbes that have mouths that eat, right?
Yes.
They eat at that clay and basically
break it apart,
mm-hmm. turn it into good soil. And that's really the only way to battle clay long term is to increase the organic material in the biology.
Yeah.
And that will turn it into beautiful soil. So like my flower beds, for instance, I've been building the soil for so long, I could probably stick my elbow length down into the soil. It's so nice and loose.
Impressive.
And beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just using my leaves and using the organic compost and mulching, you really change that clay layer into beautiful soil. Which is great for roots.
Yes, very much so. And the reason why you want to lighten up soil, there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because roots need oxygen too.
Yes. Yeah, and if you remove all the clay and dig that big, beautiful hole and put that nice, fluffy soil in there, we basically we created a bathtub that holds water.
An in-ground bathtub. I had a friend who dug a square foot hole, a foot down, and just left it. And it stayed that way for years because of the clay in the soil.
And it held water.
It held water. You know.
Were they trying to do a water garden?
No, they was trying to prove something to her children.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, because that's how, out where I live, there's veins of clay you can make dishes out of.
Yeah. Some places it's super thick. Now, when I'm digging a hole, if I come across a big glob, just a big handful of clay, I'll take it and throw it, you know, and get rid of it. But when I'm digging a hole, I dig an ugly hole, incorporate the clay with my good compost.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Ugly holes.
Ugly holes. You know, and you can turn the worst soil into good soil by just mulching over time if you're patient, right?
Which is what a forest does. It's constantly mulching itself.
Yeah. And that's why we want to remulch. We want to recreate that forest floor effect that we see when we walk through the forest.
Yeah.
You know, those leaves are falling and nobody's there blowing them and raking them and throwing them out.
Oh, my neighbor last year. I love him. He's the best neighbor in the whole wide world.
Uh-huh.
But I'm out in my yard all day long and I heard those blowers going and I look over the fence and the black bags.
Uh-huh.
And he was over at our house a lot this year. Because he helped us with something.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, do not save your money.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't heard the blowers.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's a win for you.
Yes. So
well, you have the best neighbor. I have the best neighbor. Do you know why?
Why?
Because he lets me experiment in his yard.
Yeah.
Yeah. He lets me use his yard like it's mine. I haven't gotten into the flower beds yet, but I've been trying to experiment with growing St. Augustine in the shade. Because, you know, when people say something can't be done, I have to show them that it can.
Good. I'd like to see you grow a cherry tree down here.
Okay. Well, I'm not that adventurous. Some things you can't trick. But what my experience has been, he's got these two big, beautiful oak trees that he has had pruned and thinned up. but our houses are north facing. Mm-hmm. My trees are strategically placed to where I still get a good bit of sun, but his are just right in the middle, right? And he had, at the beginning of spring, he had no grass because it was so shaded and compacted. Uh-huh. And my theory is if we can remove as many stresses as possible, we can grow things like St. Augustine in a more stressful environment. So when I say that, I removed the compaction. We couldn't remove the shade, but we increased the organic material and the nutrient content and the mineral level.
Are the little trails of St. Augustine starting to come
in? It's a full lawn.
Oh, my.
We plugged in the Palmetto St. Augustine. I used super seaweed and azomite and leaf mold compost, and he's got grass.
No wonder your neighbor is letting you come into your yard.
Right? Now I need to work the other direction.
Yes.
So. Yeah. We're going to step out for a quick break. We'll be right back. Give us a call, 281-833-3333.
Trees are the earth's lungs. They purify the air, keeping things cool, and Lord knows we could use that. But, as you know, trees can't speak, and that is where we come in. Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts. With over 30 years of tree care experience, we can diagnose all of your tree-related issues from roots below the soil to the tip of the branches, from pruning to removal, insect control, even fertilization issues. We keep your trees healthy, looking good, and safe. Let us speak for your trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com.
Revitalize your lawn from summer stress. Give it what it needs from Landscaper's Pride. Choose the perfect blend from their 27 locally sourced, nutrient-rich green space summer antidotes. Healthy soil compost, mushroom compost, and enriched topsoil, perfect for repairing and restoring. Bring the green back to your green spaces. Landscaper's Pride blends are specifically designed to heal and nourish Texas yards and gardens. Find Landscaper's Pride at the Garden Pro near you. Learn more at landscaperspride.com. Landscaperspride.com.
Time for a tree? Fall is the best time to plant one. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sherry with Anita from Nelson's Nursery and Water Garden. And we are talking all things growing and green today. But I want to take a moment to talk about Pierscapes. Pierscapes, a landscape company. They have been doing business in the Houston and surrounding areas for over 30 years. I personally know the Pierce family for my whole life. So almost 50 years. we've been doing business with Pierscapes that long. But Jason, who recently purchased Pierscapes, is doing an amazing job and could not be a nicer guy to do business with. Pierscapes will do a complete home landscape. They'll do a redo, which we're starting to see in our area with homes kind of aging and the landscapes aging. They need a redo. A refresh, as Sandy would call it. And so they specialize in that too. So they can kind of give your whole landscape a facelift. They are certified, licensed irrigators, which is super important when we're talking irrigation. Not anybody can just come in and throw in a good irrigator system that can kind of be tweaked out and tailored to your needs. That's very important. And with this drought that we had, I mean, they installed mine years ago, and we even have a zone that does our foundation. So I didn't need to water the flower beds, but we did the foundation. So very important. And they can do repairs on your sprinkler system as well. So Linda, who answers the phone there, if you give her a call, 281-370-5060, she'll actually answer the phone and talk to you. It's amazing. But so if you need a refresh, you need hardscaping, you know, you're just not sure what to do with a bed, they do it all. And they will offer a quarterly maintenance plan, too, to make sure that what they did plant is, you know, thriving and doing well. So give them a call, 281-370-5060. And you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com for more information. Give Pierscapes a call. You will not regret it. So we have Jay. JJ. JJ is on the phone. JJ, what do you have for Anita today?
Good morning to y'all.
Good morning.
I want to ask Okay. I wanted to ask you, thinking about, I had a house in Garden Villas where all the trees, all the streets are lined with pecan trees.
Mm-hmm.
And those trees, they're probably 70 years old now. So I have some other property I want to plant a pecan tree on. Where do I get paper shell pecan trees to plant?
Okay. Anita, do y'all have them at your nursery right now?
Uh-uh.
No. No. Okay. So where do you live right now?
Well, we're in Southeast. So we're a little bit south of, like, in between Pearland and NRG Stadium.
Okay. Okay. So I'm not familiar with the nurseries down there, but I would call, get on the phone, go to Home Show Garden Pros, and get all the nurseries that are on Home Show Garden Pros, and just call and see what varieties they have in. Ask them if they have paper shell. I'm pretty sure Plants for All Seasons has them, but give a call later on today, and they can go out and look and see. Nelson's does not have them
we
right now.
We don't have any right now.
Okay.
We just have citrus.
Okay.
Yeah, so the best thing is just call around and see, and it may be a little trek for you, but if you have a certain variety you want, definitely call and see if they have them.
So when you plant a new pecan tree,
uh-huh.
About how long does it take before it bears? That's one question. My last question is, can we grow walnuts in Houston?
Okay. So, yes, on the walnuts, not super common. And, you know, I don't know why. I know more out west you'll see them and north.
Uh-huh.
It may have something to do with our summer heat. I would have to investigate that. But as far as the pecans, when they actually start producing, it's got to be a decent-sized tree to produce heavy. You'll probably, after about 2 or 3 years, get a small harvest that the squirrels will probably beat you to.
Right.
But what I have found with our fruits and nuts is they need heavy doses of minerals to produce the healthiest and most abundant crops. So things like azomite would be very important in good compost at the time of planting. I have prevented zinc deficiencies by adding the azomite, and that's a big thing on your pecans is zinc deficiency. And you don't know that you have it until after you're harvesting and you're like, okay, there's no meat inside. So,
yeah,
so definitely at the time of planting and then throughout the growing season, supplement with a good citrus and fruit tree along with the azomite, okay?
Okay.
That's going to be the best
thank
thing
you so
to
much.
Do. You bet. Good luck with that. Thank you so much, JJ. And we're going to slip out for a quick break. We'll be right back. Give us a call, 281-833-3333.
Unleash a symphony of colors in your garden with Color Star from Nelson Plant Food, the premium fertilizer for all flowering plants, annuals, perennials, bulbs, and flowering shrubs. Color Star is the secret to vibrant blooms. Elevate your garden, make your flowers happy, and let Color Star bring out the best in every petal. Pick up Color Star and all Nelson Plant Food at a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at nelsonplantfood.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green. Best Choice Lawn Aeration, the best-kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. Plants for Texas, Texas grown for Texas gardens. MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. The Woodlands Tree Experts, the arborists that speak for the trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Good morning, all lawn and plant enthusiasts. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on 249. Are you ready to celebrate the beauty of nature and the joy of gardening? Look no further than Plants for All Seasons, your go-to garden center for all your botanical needs. For 50 years, Plants for All Seasons has been proudly serving our community as a family-owned and operated business. At Plants for All Seasons, we are more than just a nursery. We are your partners in gardening success. Need trees to add shade and beauty to your landscape? We've got you covered. Looking for vibrant shrubs to create a stunning border? We have an extensive selection. Seeking annuals and perennials to bring color and life to your garden? Look no further. But that's not all. Plants for All Seasons also offers a wide range of pesticide solutions, soils, compost, and mulches to ensure your plants thrive in any season. We believe that healthy soil is the foundation for a flourishing garden, and we're here to provide you with the best products to make it happen. So come on down to Plants for All Seasons and let us help you make your garden dreams come true. Plants for All Seasons, where your garden thrives in every season, is located near Vintage Park on the feeder of Highway 249 between Louetta and Jones Roads. Come and see us. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And thank you, Kelly, for that nice little commercial you do there. I'm Sherry with Home Show Garden Pros, and I'm here with Anita from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens. And we are talking about all our lawn and garden needs going into the winter. And one very important thing that we talk about, and we've mentioned it several times throughout the show, is using azomite. Azomite is a natural mineral product that you could apply really any time. Right now is a great time to boost the immune response of your plants. Going into winter, if we can boost our immunities, we can make it through more stressful times. Plants and soils are just like people. If we can be as healthy as we can be going into a stressful time, we will survive and thrive. So it's really super easy, granulated product that you would apply with a fertilizer spreader, put it on the lawn, put it in your flower beds, around your vegetables. It'll make your vegetables more nutrient dense, and they'll make it through, like I said, stressful weather events. So going through winter, going through droughts, and all the other stressful events that we have here in the Gulf Coast, it'll make it better through those times. So for more information, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com or azomitefertilizers.com.
And you're struggling, being a Southerner, when we say pecan, with that long A.
Pecan? Pecan?
Azomite.
Azomite. You know, I talked to Mike, who owns the company.
Yes.
He's like, tomato, tomato. Azomite, azomite.
Good for them.
However you say it.
About it,
they are not.
I think azomite sounds prettier than the hard A, the long A.
Well, no matter how you say it, just get it out, right?
Yes.
Because it is. And I was telling the guy with the pecan tree. The pecan tree. You know, I have I've put it around apple trees.
Yeah.
And it has cured them of viruses.
Wow, that's good to know.
So
it's so easy too.
It's probably not very studied, and I wouldn't say, hey, put this on and it's definitely gonna get rid of it. But I have seen it work.
Yeah.
You won't find a horticulturalist that tells you to put azomite or azomite around something to cure anything.
Yeah.
But I'm a believer. I've seen it with my own eyes, mosaic virus. And then you put the azomite around the base of it at a heavy level.
Yeah.
And it has.
Well, it can't hurt.
No. All those leaves fell off. And then the spring flush the next year.
Wow.
It was amazing and beautiful and thrived and fruited great. So.
Well, I can tell you, we resodded our front lawn. Well, actually, we put in a front lawn, and we put the azomite, and of course, Nature's Way compost down first before the sod went on top of it. And
yeah,
Peter came over, and he was just like, "Wow,
yeah,
I did what I was told to do, Peter."
Yeah. I know, right?
And we also didn't mow right away.
Yeah,
we didn't mow for 3 weeks. So
wow, yeah. Okay, and that helped it get rooted and established. Yeah.
But I was going to ask you about brown patch. Is that common right now?
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of it.
Okay.
Actually, went to a customer's yard that had active brown patch, and so a few things that you can do right now if you have active brown patch. And,
yes,
and how you know the difference between active and dormant brown patch is you'll see the brown areas, but you'll see that outward edge around the outside kind of halo is kind of a yellowy orange color.
Yes, okay.
So you only want to treat or worry about active brown patch.
Yes.
You don't necessarily want to worry about it if it's in a dormant or sleepy state or if it's not in an active state. And if you can just starve it from water, you can slow it down.
The weather is definitely doing that.
Yeah, with the rainfall that we're having, if you go out in your yard right after a heavy rainfall.
Yes.
In the mornings, you can really see if it's active or not. Mm-hmm. And I've treated brown patch with chemicals. I've treated it with organics. And I can stop it either way.
Yeah.
Leaf mold compost is fabulous. for active brown patch, and it stops it just like a chemical.
That's how I've done it that way too. And I actually made a friend at church over brown patch.
Oh, wow.
He came to me and asked me about it. Now we have a discussion about brown patch every time I see him at church.
So. Oh, that's funny.
And he said he's starting to see it again, so now I know what to tell him.
Yeah, you can apply things like the leaf mold compost, and then the Humates Plus, Super Seaweed. That what that does is it stimulates the natural microbes.
Yes.
And it's a bug-eat-bug world. So if you have the brown patch pathogen and you stimulate the good guys, they eat the bad guys, right?
Yeah.
And that's what kind of stops it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't get it in my yard anymore.
Yeah.
We used to, you know, every year in the fall, it was real reliable. You'd get some brown patch.
Uh-huh.
We don't get it anymore because the soil's so biologically active.
Well, I treated a huge, and I mean really big. It was about 15 feet in diameter.
Oh, wow.
Brown patch at my neighbor's yard, and we did it exactly the way you talked about it with the compost, the Humates, and the brown patch.
Mycolife brown patch?
Mycolife brown patch. Yeah, and it was gone by the spring.
Yeah.
It was gone by spring, so it slowly moved in.
Yeah, and the great thing about the brown patch, though, it doesn't kill the grass, just makes it look bad, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't do anything about it, you'll be okay. It's just you'll have that slower green up in the spring.
Yes. Yeah, and I was also going to tell you that 2 years ago, our first drought, I don't have irrigation in my yard, and I thought, okay, I'm going to see how well this St. Augustine holds up to this drought.
Yeah.
It all died, every last bit of it, except for the St. Augustine that was under the trees.
Oh, okay.
So now—
because it had a little shade.
Exactly. And now, ever so slowly, with applications of compost and Humates Plus, the long cuz
runners
are slowly creeping out into this area, so I am not going to resod it. I want to see how long it takes.
Just wait and see.
Nobody's going to have the patience to do it like I did. You know, it's going to take another year at
least. We want it now. We want it right now. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call, 281-833-3333.
Spruce up your yard. Establish new plants. Prep them for winter. Plants for Texas makes it easy. Plants for Texas are hardy, durable, resilient plants, especially acclimated to our ever-changing environment. From summer heat to winter cold and everything in between, Plants for Texas brings your landscape to life. Grown in Texas for Texas gardens, Plants for Texas are easy to find. Look for the Texas flag on their pots and the Texas-shaped tags at your favorite garden pro nursery. Keep it local. Green thumb optional. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens.
Made in America. What does that mean? At Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings, it means a family coming together to get a job done the best way we know how. It means a marriage between state-of-the-art and good old-fashioned know-how. It means caring about the product and the people who use it. It means pride in a job well done. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back. I'm Sherry with Home Show Garden Pros, and I'm here with Anita from Nelson's Nursery and Water Garden, and she just had a great thought.
Yes. If you're stressed out from Christmas shopping and presents and decorating, get rid of that stress by spending a little time in the garden.
Gardening is like therapy, right?
It really is.
And, you know, I mean, it's scientifically proven
that
getting your hands dirty is like taking antidepressants.
It's something about the contact with the earth.
There's the Mycobacterium vacca, which is a microbe in the soil.
Interesting.
Yes, yeah. That actually has antidepressant, anti-anxiety effects on your body. So it is good to get dirty.
So are you earthing every day now?
If I had time, I would be walking barefoot dodging the dog dew. No, no. But I do believe in, you know, the earth's power to heal.
Yes, I do too.
And just being out in nature, it just lowers your blood pressure, makes you feel good. makes you happy. There's always something to kind of take your mind off of your everyday worries. So
yes. UV rays and the right amount dosage are healing.
Vitamin D.
Yeah.
And it's good for your eyes.
During the Spanish flu, they moved patients out of the hospital outside.
Yeah.
And they found they recovered faster.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's there's something to it. Mm-hmm. So we need to, you know, be responsible. Don't go out in the peak of the sun and get sunburned because we said sun is good for you. But go out in the morning and
even
observe
your yard.
Even in the
shade, you get UV rays.
Yeah,
even in the shade.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So it's super beneficial. Mm-hmm. So like Anita said, get out and garden and just kind of ignore all the other stresses.
Just
look at
just
the pretty
for
flowers.
A little while, I know there's so much to do at this time of year. I understand. We understand.
Oh yeah. I mean, I got two daughters to buy Christmas gifts for, and that's mm-hmm. always a task. So, anytime I can get out in the yard and just take my mind off of all the things going on in the world and with my personal schedule, then I'm doing better for it.
Yes. Yeah. But then also come to Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens and Plants for All Seasons and pick up some of those colorful annuals that will bloom all through the winter and put them in a pot and give them as a gift to somebody that you love or somebody who does a great service for you, your teachers, your
any of the Home Show Garden mm-hmm. Pros. So we have Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, and Spring Gardens Nursery. And they have beautiful plants and mm-hmm. pottery that you could pot up and take for your hostess gifts, but also poinsettias.
Yes. Oh, hostess gifts. Yeah, that's another one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, poinsettias and or poinsettas. How are, tomato, tomato, right? There's
yes.
so many pronunciations.
Azomite.
and we call them holiday cactus. Uh-huh. But there are Thanksgiving cactus, Christmas cactus, and Easter cactus. Mm-hmm. So we just loop them all into one category uh-huh. of holiday cactus because, you know, every now and then you'll say, oh, here's a Christmas cactus, and you'll get that person that's like, no, that's not the Christmas. That's the Easter cactus. So get your holiday. That's a great gift because that's something that's easy for anybody to grow.
Yeah.
And they can, you know, poinsettias are a little bit more finicky mm-hmm. to keep. But for the most part, yeah, the Christmas cactus or holiday cactus are easy, kind of yes. no-brainers. So we are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Our show is almost over.
Yeah.
So don't call us now because we won't answer the phone. But next week we will be here with Kelly from Plants for All Seasons. So that'll always be fun.
It's going to be a very dynamic show.
Yeah. So we'll be right back. Thank you.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.